You're listening to the Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Doug Haldeman, here with my co-host. We have Sean McCloskey from Life in Area. Welcome back, Sean.
Hey, thanks.
And we also have on the phone, we have Ron LeGrand, real estate investment guru known as the Millionaire Maker, that's coming to St. Louis for a special event on Wednesday, August 13th, at the Spazios at Westport. And Sean, it's going to be sponsored by your organization, right?
Absolutely. Life in Area, man. We're going to have Ron out and hopefully teach people how to make a whole bunch of money this year.
Beautiful. So, Ron, thanks for joining us again. Great information. So let's jump in. Before we get started, I'm going to give you a little background on myself, because I started doing real estate investing after going to a seminar. I was young. This was 19 years ago when I did it. Had no money, had no credit. And, you know, I followed what they said at the seminar, and it got me started. It got me through that fear, because it gave me a game plan where I came out of there. What I knew was they gave me steps 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and I just followed those steps. And I ended up getting my way into my first several properties with no money and no credit. So it was very similar to what you're teaching. It allowed me to get started. And now over the last 18 years, I've flipped 190 properties. At the same time, I've had a full-time career in the mortgage industry. And I've had up to 112 rental units at a time, which is not as big as some people's portfolios, but it was enough that it kept me very, very busy and built a lot of real estate wealth over the years with exactly the type of stuff you're teaching. And I highly encourage people to plug into the knowledge of somebody like you. So tell us some specifics about some deals, you know, and why somebody should come to a seminar to learn from the best.
All right, well, I'll tell you what I do. I actually still work both sides of the business, which I call the ugly house business, which are bank-owned properties or properties that are owned by individuals that need some work. And then there's the pretty house business, which are beautiful houses in beautiful neighborhoods. And I don't want to blow your listeners away, but shoot, today we're even working in multi-million-dollar houses, gorgeous houses, without money or risk. Maybe we'll come back to those. I'll let you decide, because that's going to scare them for sure when we talk about the big numbers. But on the lower side, let's just take, this week. I just got through making an offer on a house, which I'm probably going to buy, for $25,000 from a bank. That house is probably worth about in the low 80s or mid-80s fixed. And I'm in Jacksonville. In fact, our median price house is a little higher than yours, but still there's so many of these cheap junkers around, it's just too hard to turn my back on them when you know what I do with them. What I will not do with that house is renovate it and try to retail it to a qualified buyer. I buy it with my IRA, Doug. My IRA will buy that property, and it will lease option it out as is where is without touching it, Doug. I'll put it back out on the market for $65,000-$70,000 as is, giving my buyer a discount on it, and probably get average $5,000-$8,000 down from them on a non-refundable option deposit, and then let them go fix it with their money and their credit. And when they get around to it, go get a loan. If they want me to, I'll help them go get a loan after they fixed it, probably a year or two from now. But my IRA buys this property, and I can tell you without crunching the numbers any further that if I didn't go get a private loan to replace that money with, my rate of return on this property would be probably in the mid-30s for my IRA. But what I would likely do is borrow $30,000 from an individual, a guy like you, who wants to get a higher rate of return on their money, put a first mortgage on the property, so my IRA then would have no money in the house. And it will still collect a monthly cash flow and still have a ton of equity in it and ultimately get cashed out. And all tax-free, I might add. In fact, I'm going to talk about that when I come out there. Your folks should be doing stuff inside their IRA, because it's the only vehicle left where they can grow tax-free. And I don't mean tax-deferred, I mean tax-free.
Yeah.
Roth IRA, we never pay taxes in them, and we can do all this stuff inside those IRAs. So in this little example here, when it's all said and done, I'm not going to have a rate of return, because it'll be infinity. You can't measure the rate of return when you don't have any money in the property. I'm doing several of these. I'm doing two or three of these a month, playing around with them, actually. I make the offer sitting at home from my desk and from my iPad. The days of actually having to work in this business are pretty much gone. In fact, 90% of the work that I need done is done by other people for very, very small amounts of money. And we are definitely going to talk about that as well. I use virtual assistants heavily. And honestly, our goal, our job as an entrepreneur is to make decisions. And that's all we should be focusing on, and let all the minutia crap be done by someone else, most of which what we don't want to do anyway. So in the ugly house business, I still buy those. And by the way, please make note, listeners, I bought that with my IRA. It wrote a check for $25,000, but I didn't have to. I could have borrowed the $30,000 from Doug and closed the purchase and the loan at the same time and still could have done it inside my IRA if I chose to. So, again, does not require your money. And, of course, there's no credit involved. Your IRA, you can't use credit when your IRA is doing the deal anyway. But let's move over to the pretty house side. It's a totally different world. It's a world that I want to introduce your folks to. They need to see it. And the best way I know to do it is give you an example I just closed on last week. A couple called us with a house for sale. They said the house is 3 years old. They owe $351,000 on it. It's a beautiful house. Their payment is $1,925 a month, principal, interest, taxes, and insurance. It was worth about $385,000. They had it listed for $385,000. The listing expired. Couple had to move. In fact, the irony of it is, you know where they moved to? St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah. Couple had to go to St. Louis. So they said, look, I'll give you the house for what I owe on it. And so that's exactly what I did for them. I bought it for what they owed by buying it with owner financing. I didn't pay off their mortgage. I bought it with owner financing for the exact amount they owed. So in other words, I pay them, they pay the bank. I got no money in it except closing costs. They got no money out of it, but what they got was debt relief.
And they got to move.
And they got to move.
Yeah.
That's after a realtor had it on the market for 6 months and didn't sell it. So what I'm going to do with it, in fact, I'm probably going to do it this week. It looks like we've got plenty of people lined up. I'm going to lease option it out to a tenant buyer. And give at $395,000, and probably get $20,000-$25,000 non-refundable option deposit from that tenant buyer, and then when they get around to going out and getting a loan to cash it out, which you know that's up to them, they'll go cash it out. They may or may not ever cash it out. I don't care how long they live in it, frankly, because it's in my best interest that they don't cash it out. But if they want to, they want to. So think about what I just did. I got a free house. Now, in this case, it wasn't really free because it cost me about $3,000 in closing costs. I went ahead and closed on it, and now I'm putting a tenant buyer in there, and I'll collect $20,000 or $25,000 from them in a matter of a few days. It just doesn't take long to find people to get into beautiful homes that have substantial amounts of cash if you give them terms. And,
yeah.
Guys, that's the whole thing today. We terms. In the pretty house business, it's all about terms. I bought it with terms. I'll sell it with terms. Therefore, the market is 20 times bigger than trying to sell it for cash to qualified buyers like all the realtors and the builders want to do.
Well, not only that, when you're selling with terms, you can usually get a little bit more for the house than retail. I mean, that agent who couldn't sell the house for $385,000, you know, some people might think, well, how is Ron going to get $395,000 for it? Well, when you're selling it on terms, you can ask a little bit more for it because you're selling to a person who may not qualify for a bank at this moment.
I heard that works.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny to hear you talk like this because I remember when I first started going to seminars 10 years ago and I heard somebody talking about this at the front of the room, I thought, there's no way this happens. And then when I actually tried it and I went out and got a deal and it actually worked, I'm like, wait a second. You know, because I thought you got to take advantage of people to do this. But no, you're not taking advantage of the people down in Florida because what they really wanted more than money, they wanted to be able to move to St. Louis, I'm assuming.
They're actually gone.
Oh, they had already left.
Okay, they already left.
They got a vacant house they're making payments on, so they need debt relief so bad, and you come in and offer to fix that debt relief, you're fixing their problem.
Well, the alternative that we see every day is foreclosure. They walk away from it because they can't continue to make the payment.
And that's what would have happened here.
You save their financial life by taking them out of it. And then a question that some listeners may ask is that lease option of somebody buying it. We're talking about that price range. Why would somebody do a lease option, give you $20,000 up front or $25,000 up front, and do a lease option versus getting a normal loan?
I can answer that real easy.
Yeah. Well,
81% of the marketplace today cannot qualify for a loan.
Hmm.
They're all mine.
I see it every day in the mortgage industry, Ron, and you're speaking the truth. And there's so many people that, I have to review these deals for real estate investors because I'll look at it and I'll have to say, okay, they're saying, should I take a lease option on this person? How soon can they qualify? And I'll review it and say, yes, if this person does what they're supposed to do, they should qualify in 1 year or they should qualify in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And help them in that recovery process. They need houses like this. It's a golden opportunity for them. They can come up with money in many cases, too.
Oh, especially in that price range. People aren't walking around looking to buy a $395,000 house without money.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there might be a few, but they don't last long.
I
really don't care if they buy or not. See, I owe $351,000 on the house. They're going to give me $20,000-$25,000 to move into it. If they buy, great. I do everything I can to help them. But why do I care? See, the goose will keep laying the golden eggs, and that's one thing we're going to talk about when I get out there. Look, my whole mantra is quick turn. I created all this stuff. I started this nonsense. However, by quick turning, there's one big flaw. By getting in, getting out, and getting a check, the problem is you kill the goose.
Right.
We're going to talk about getting that same check, but keeping the goose alive, getting residual income, and then back in paydays that we don't do when we're just in the quick flipping business. Of course, flipping is a relative term. I'm flipping. I flipped that house, but I still own it.
Hmm. I like what you said, too, about the golden egg, but you're also got to pay taxes on the rewards from that golden egg. So you're even talking about doing it in a way where you don't even have to pay taxes.
Right, until it's sold, and even if when it is sold, it's short-term or long-term capital gains, half the taxes. And, of course, if it's done in the IRA, there's no tax.
Right. Love it.
Ron, that's great. I tell you what, if people want to find out more information, you really need to go to the event at the Life in Area, which is going to be held at Spazio's at Westport. It's going to be on August 13th at 7 p.m. It's Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. So, Ron, I'm excited to meet you in person. I'm excited to get this information. Even as an experienced real estate investor, I'm going to be there furiously taking notes at everything you say, because I think just the wisdom that you're going to share is going to be incredible. I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to follow that up with a Saturday full-day workshop also, so we'll have information about that on the website as well. What's the website again?
Just go to DougHaldeman.com. It's DougHaldeman.com. And look for the blog post on this. You'll see Life in Area. You'll also see Ron LeGrand on there and Sean McCloskey. We'll post all the information for the event. Get registered today. Free event. You have to go. Ron, thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Have you ever had water or fire damage to your home and didn't know what to do? Well, coming up, we'll be joined by Premier Restoration Services to make sure we know the correct steps to get our home back to new. You're listening to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.